Good evening. Good to be back. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Need your prayers, as always. Started out the church doors last night. The devil hit me in the back of the head. And he stayed with me all night and all day. Knowing better. I mean, I've been around long enough. I should know better. But I tell you what. Sometimes he gets on me. I don't know about what y'all. Tore me out of the frame. I could have quit last night. One or two other times. Since I've been preaching, I could have quit one or two other times. Knowing better. I mean, God called me. And I know He called me. But things that we do sometimes, I don't understand. But I need your prayers. But again, I've got to read this. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the thing which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. The Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deepest things of God. I was out on the porch this afternoon. Turn over in Psalms and I just started reading. Because, boy, I was needing something. Because I knowed I had to get Him away from me. Because you let Him stay around too long, He'll ruin you. I know that. Maybe that's just for me tonight, but it may be for somebody else if you've had a bad day. I've had a bad day, really, to tell you the truth. Started just reading in Psalms. And I come to the 29th one. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like calves, and Lebanon and Siren and young, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divide the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shake the wilderness. The Lord shake the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord make the hinds to cave and discover the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak his glory. The Lord saith upon the flood, yea, the Lord setteth king forever. And they got to this verse right here. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I tell you what, the Lord came by that little porch right there, and I tell you what, I have never felt so much peace in my life. And I said, thank you, Lord. And I went over and I went to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. The benefits that comes with this, let me tell you, it's unspeakable. Amen. The benefits that you have with the Lord when you, I tell you, that's maybe be just for me tonight. But I thank the Lord for the peace that when he comes by, you can feel it. Let me tell you something. Try it and see what he'll do for you. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healed all thy diseases? My, oh my, what was I thinking about? I let the devil get a hold of me. But let me tell you something. You get to thinking about the Lord, he can give you peace. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercy? And what do we think? What do we think? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Then there's the verse. Then I got thinking about this here. Feeling down and out, pitiful, you know, feeling sorry for myself. Thinking about this and thinking about that. And he said he'd give peace to his people. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in his presence of all his people. Let me tell you something, people. I want to tell you what the Lord has done for me this afternoon. He has blessed me. He has given me peace. He gave me joy. Old-timey preacher man, you should know better. I do know better. But you let the devil get in there and he gets to fighting with you. You're in trouble, because I know that. You can be in trouble before you know it. What shall I render to the Lord, unto the Lord, for all his benefits toward me? Thank you, Lord, for the benefits that I have, you can share with me. The benefits the Lord can give you in this right here, let me tell you. There's more benefits than I can even think of or tell you about. But I thought about when I sat out there on the porch about maybe 8 or 10 years ago, I'd lost my job. The business was bad, and the building material business, and I lost my job. And I was fixing to lose all my benefits with the job buyer. I was going to lose them. I had a little 401k, but it wasn't much. But I lost all my insurance, lost everything, got to checking on insurance. I said, I can't afford that. But let me tell you something. The Lord came by and blessed me. He poured out his spirit upon me. He gave me my heart's desire. I got to do what I wanted to do. benefits. You know, your job, you got some benefits. And you thinking about losing all them, I tell you what, it hurts. But I tell you what, the Lord, he, what shall I render unto the Lord? I'm going to tell you what, you know what render is? Render is provide or give. You know, he's going to provide and he's going to give, but sometimes you got to give back. You got to ponder on these things, you know that? You got to ponder on them. Put it down in your heart and get it in the system and let it work it out, and God will do that for you. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what shall I render to the Lord? I tell you what, I'm going to give Him my heart. If you're here tonight and you lost, what can you render to Him? Give Him your heart. And I tell you what, He'll take out old cold, stony heart, and He can turn it into mash and mush, and He can make it melt around. Ever what your troubles are. What shall I render to the Lord? What shall you render? What shall you give? What will you provide to the Lord? Woo, thank you, Lord. I thought I'm feeling bad, but now I'm feeling pretty good. Y'all alert me. I'm just an old country boy. But let me tell you what. Out on the porch this afternoon, the Lord came by. Don't get me wrong. He's come by before, but I tell you, about two or three times in my life, He has really come by. And you know what? I appreciate that. I really do. I enjoy when the Spirit comes by and He speaks to me in that still, small voice. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. What shall I render? What shall I give the Lord? What shall I do for Him? Oh, what shall you do for Him? What shall you do? What shall you render to the Lord, huh? If you're here and you need some help, if you're here and lost, I don't know your heart this night. I don't know. Well, I don't know how young you are. I don't know how old you are. I have no idea. But you can render your heart to Him. Turn your heart over to Him. See what He'll do. I've had about two or three times I've had to turn my natural heart over to Him when I had some trouble. And I know what He can do if you'll listen and if you'll pay attention to it and do what He tells you to do. It'll work out. It'll work out. I know it will. I've been there. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and I'll call upon the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, that I've got shoes on my feet. Thank you, Lord, that I've got a shirt on my back. Thank you, Lord, that I've got a house that I call home over on the side of the road. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I tell you what, what shall I render to the Lord? I tell you what, I want to give Him my heart and my soul and my body and all of that. That's what I want to. I want to give Him everything that I've got. And I want to do all that I can for Him. Because look what He's done for me. Look what He's done for you. Huh? Ponder on them things. Put it down in your heart and ponder on them. What can you render to the Lord? Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits that He can give you. The benefits. You know, I didn't have to pay anything for it. I didn't have to pay no money for this, what I got. I didn't even know when I got saved. I didn't have nothing in my pocket. I was a young boy, 11 year old. Didn't have no idea. But I didn't have to pay not the first penny for it. He came and He gave it to me freely. that I might be saved. And I've been saved ever since. I have. I've got out of the will of God. I've done this and I've done that. But let me tell you something. He was always there with me. And He's blessed me. He gave me mercy. He gave me grace. He's been good to me. So what shall I render to the Lord, huh? What shall I render to Him? I can say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the rest of my life. I'd never get Him thankful. I never would get Him thankful. Sure wouldn't. What shall you render to the Lord tonight, huh? What shall you give Him? What shall you provide Him? Huh? What shall you provide Him tonight? Thank you, Lord. But I tell you what, I'm glad I can feel the peace and the joy that's down on the inside. I tell you what, talking about coming by, the Lord come by one or two times that I know that He had, you know, that you really know that He had. I sat at home one night, and I don't know why I got to tell this, but I'm going to tell it. Sitting there, we had a little nephew that we kept. He was born with a half of a brain, and we kept him. He stayed in our life for three and a half years, I think. But we kept him, me and Brenda kept him a lot. He'd cry, Lord, he'd cry, and he'd cry, and he'd cry. I don't think he could hear us. I don't think he couldn't talk. He'd just lay there and cry. So one night I was sitting there in a chair, and he got to crying, and boy, I mean, it was getting on my nerves so bad. All I know to do is went to praying. And I went to praying, and let me tell you something. The Lord came by, and that little old fella hushed just like that. We had the Lord come by. I don't know how. I tell you what I seen a mist come by, and when that mist come by, that little old fella hushed just like that. That was the Lord. Lord heard my prayer. I tell you what, this season I got serious out there. I know where I was going to have to come tonight. I know what I was going to have to do tonight. And I got down, I got serious with Him. I said, Lord, I need your help. What can you do for Him? I don't know how you talk to the Lord, but me and Him just kind of talk right face to face. You know, we get down to just the old country talk the way I talk to Him. I don't know how you talk to Him, but let me tell you something. He came by. He came by. That still peace. Seemed like He just stepped out, like He did over there with His old disciples on the ship. He just stepped out there and said, peace, be still. Oh man, my heart calmed down. My mind calmed down. I got to thinking. I went over there and started reading all like that. It began to help me. But when He steps out and says, peace, be still, and the winds and the water over the waves obey Him, you know, my, what God can do. What can He do? What are you going to give God? Huh? What you going to render to Him? What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Man, what can you give Him? Give Him every what you want to. That's left up with you. You give Him. You asked Him. He said, ask and you shall receive. And now that's all He wants us to do is ask Him. I mean, He's sitting up there. Him and Jesus sitting up there just waiting on you to ask Him. What would you give Him? What would you render to Him? Huh? What are you going to give the Lord tonight? If you got troubles, you got heartaches, you got problems, I don't care what it is. Give it to the Lord. Give it to Him. Oh, Moses just had a stick in his hand. God said, what you got in your hand, Moses? He said, a rod. He said, well, throw it down, Moses. Oh, Moses threw the rod on the ground. It became a snake, didn't it? God said, Moses, pick it up. Pick it up, Moses, by the tail. Moses just reached down there and picked it up. And what had come up again? It was the rod. You know what you got to do? You got to give it to God. When you give it to God, I tell you what, He can take it and make things out of it, and it can make you be peace, be still. What you got in your hand? Huh? What you got in your hand tonight? What you got on your mind? What you going to do with it? Don't do it by yourself. Don't do it by yourself. You'll be hurting. Give it to the Lord. Give it to Him. Let Him handle it. Let Him take care of it. Then it'll be all right. It may not turn out exactly what we want or what you want, but it'll turn out what God wants it to be. And that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. I thank the Lord for the service tonight. I hoped Randy would come on, but I know I was going to have to do this because the Lord has been too good to me. He's blessed me, and I want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done right now, what you've done this afternoon, and what you're going to do tomorrow.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, church, for praying for me. I appreciate your prayers. I really do. Get a song. I'm through. Thank you for your prayers. I really do. Prayers can do things. Prayer can change things. Sure can. So it's left up to you what you want to do with it. What you going to give the Lord? Huh? Turn it over to Him. Give it to Him. He can handle it. He can handle it. He's big enough, He can handle it. I can't. But the Lord can. As we stand, as we sing, Brother Randy.